Lesterson had been concerned before, but now he fully understood just how badly he had messed up, and how much Dalla held the reins. He had underestimated her, badly. She saw the blood drain from his face, and smiled the grin of the Sand Panther.
"I am happy to leave the GA in the hands of your little conspiracy," she said, "though my sources are telling me that Treen is running the show in your absence. You should have stayed put, Driggle. The Jedi are leaving Coruscant. And while I'm not one to discount Windorvin, I don't know how well he'll do in an ambush one dark night against, two fake Jedi."
The gloves were off, and she was showing terribly, terribly sharp claws. Lesterson swallowed hard. Had the blasted woman figured everything out? "Boitu still alive?" was all Lesterson could manage to say. Her face hardened even more.
"Alive, and from what I hear, still incoherent. I'd rather he died than live with a damaged brain. Never to remember, or think, or..."
She caught herself.
"But he is not what I wish to discuss. I'm keeping you alive because I can use you, if you're willing to be used. But don't you dare mistake this bargain for anything else. You will work with me and serve me as I retake the Empire. And in return, you'll get to live. Serve well, maybe you'll get a little more."
The word escaped him before he could call it back.
"How?"
She knew what he meant.
"You haven't heard a single rumor of my whereabouts, because until today, I haven't been in Imperial space. I have another base of operations. I have many beings who have been loyal to me for a long, long time. With your penchant for using, abusing, and discarding beings, loyalty and devotion aren't things I expect you to readily understand. Not everyone in this galaxy is out for himself. I've got old friends willing to break me out of jail, old comrades in arms willing to give their weapons, artillery, ships, and lives, if necessary, to me and my goal. I've got teams supporting those species who have been displaced or overthrown due to the slave uprisings, and who are eager for a benevolent empire to give them back what was once theirs. And as you've no doubt rather ruefully begun to realize, my spies are everywhere. So, what's it to be?"
She leaned forward, green eyes blazing with intensity.
"I have an opening on my team, and I have a blaster. It's up to you."